This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As a change of pace, I'd encourage you to read the Book of Psalms. I understand Billy Graham has made it a practice to read through the Psalms each month. We won't study each psalm, but we'll stop and study those that impress themselves on me. To start, I'd like to reflect on Psalm 1. Let me encourage you to memorize it because it's so basic for what I try to do on this program day to day. Delight yourself in the Word of God and meditate on it day and night. The way to do this is become so familiar with God's Word that you can meditate on it both in your waking hours as well as in your sleep. I believe your subconscious mind is active even when you're sleeping. Fill your mind with God's Word when you're conscious, and you'll find your subconscious mind will be ruminating on what you have put there. Then, if you happen to wake up, you can review and reflect on what you have memorized until you doze off to sleep again. In a Newsweek article, Billy Graham shared an experience. Waking up in the middle of the night, he began quoting Psalm 23. He started, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Then his mind went blank. Struggling to recall what followed, he finally remembered the closing words, "Surely thy loving kindness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Comforted by this promise, he drifted off to sleep. The point is, when he awoke, he immediately thought of God's Word. Even a partial remembrance of God's promise was enough to comfort him and restore his rest.